This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. SNAP recipients in Colorado should start getting their November benefits as soon as tomorrow. The state announced late this afternoon it had asked the federal government for its monthly funding and will start loading the money onto recipients' accounts as soon as possible. This comes after a federal appeals court rejected arguments by the Trump administration that it can't pay benefits during the shutdown. The administration is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Colorado is back on the wolf market. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
After 2 years of wolf reintroductions, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is planning at least one more round of releases to create a self-sustaining population. It had secured an agreement with British Columbia to supply another 15 wolves, but the Trump administration intervened last month, telling the state it wasn't allowed to import wolves from outside the U.S. A spokesperson for Governor Polis's office says it's now holding discussions about obtaining wolves with Wyoming, Montana, Utah, Washington, and Oregon. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
As many as 500 flights could already be canceled tomorrow out of Denver International Airport, according to the website FlightAware. DIA is the nation's third busiest airport. It was put on the list by the FAA for flight cuts due to the ongoing shutdown. More than 70 flights were canceled today. And this is CPR News. In Metro Denver this weekend, highs in the 50s, Grand Junction, highs around 60.